Vegas. Warning, warning. Spankwagon Radio is now on the air.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night. I hope one of you know what that means.
Sex? No sex?
Sex, drugs, and rock and roll?
No.
Oh, that's right. We're all straight edge, so none of us have any drugs. The RIAA says we can't have rock and roll. And as far as sex goes, unless one of you two assholes wants to suck my cock, we got none of that going on either.
Uh-oh.
It's return of the Spankwagon Sausage Fest.
Tonight, we welcome New Syndicate. We also, like Murphy said, it's the return of the Sausage Fest. We read a Dear John letter to the show.
And we find out if I actually have a polyp in my colon.
That's all you, Decaf. All this and a lot more, we hope, on this episode of Spankwagon Radio.
Yeah, bitches!
Got a full call already.
Oh my god. Starting. He got through the intro.
This motherfucker got a phone call already.
He fucking barely made it through the goddamn intro. We have a minute left on a 3-minute song. It's a 3-minute song, okay?
God.
That our
damn.
Intro runs.
This is like fucking clockwork.
Yeah,
now,
no shit. So here we are, ladies and gentlemen. It is Spankwagon Radio. You can find us online, spankwagon.net. We want everybody to play along because that's where the fun is. And you can play along by heading over to, spankwagon.net, clicking on the cam and chat link. And if you do that, you can join the chat room. Nice and easy. We'll be in there hanging out. We want to hear from you. We also have a phone number, toll free, 1-866-587-6257. So we'd love to have you call us.
Toll free means you don't have to pay shit. Because no one ever fucking calls.
No,
so
no, no.
I'm thinking that people don't understand what toll means.
No, well, you know, you're probably right. You can call us for free on our dime. I mean, we pay the bill.
Yes, we do.
We pay the bill. It's our dime, 1-866-587-6257. So we want you to call in. It's a sausage fest from this point on, I guess, because Well, we got news from Ginger, and we'll actually cover that in a little while. We got news from a new syndicate, and we'll cover that here in just a little bit. We know that Murphy is taking yet another phone call. Hey, wait, he's in the green room, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
My name is Murphy, and I am on the phone. Shh, quiet, guys, quiet in there, studio. I'm on the phone.
He just opened the green room door to flip us off. This is great.
Yeah, I know.
He has that look.
Motherfucker, do I come to your job and knock the cock out of your mouth? No, son of a bitch. I let you do your fucking job.
Do you?
Yeah, I fucking do.
I guess it's a revenge for when we worked together and you didn't.
I always let you do your job.
Okay.
Right. So it's not like you ever actually did anything constructive.
So wonderful. Your cousin's still bitching at you how I fucked her in the ass?
Oh.
No, fucking...
Yeah, it was that phone.
No, it was this phone.
I know, like I said, yeah,
so
it was
this
that
is,
phone.
This is the bad one. When this phone rings, that means fuck.
All right.
Breaking news, by the way, U.S. warships launch a strike against a suspected Al-Qaeda target in Somalia.
Hey, wait, isn't that the same country that said they were going to stop delivering Coca-Cola or the gum Arabic?
I think that actually was Darfur.
Was it Darfur?
Darfur.
We will stop your Coca-Cola. You will not attack us anymore.
Are we still?
They got terrorists. Let's blow them up.
Are we still not sending iPods to Korea?
I don't know what the fuck we're doing anymore.
Dude, I mean, we're just, you know, we're importing everything, exporting nothing. Because everybody's a terrorist.
Can we export Walmarts? That'd be great.
Do you know, actually, I read an article. Walmart actually says right now they have to stop building as many Walmarts.
Because they're cannibalizing all their stores.
Yeah, exactly. They have a Walmart next door to a Walmart.
They're almost as bad as Starbucks.
As a matter of fact, up on Eastern here in Vegas, I saw a Walmart, and literally at less than a mile away, a Walmart grocery store.
Yeah, they're all.
And it was
like
a super Walmart that was just down the road. So I'm like, what the fuck?
They're trying to compete with the Albertsons across the street and the Smiths just a little bit down the way.
Yep. And themselves.
That too.
You know, I mean,
God
really.
God damn it, we just beat ourselves out this month. What
Son
the fuck?
Of a bitch! I'm going to see it too. You know, it'll be like Walmarts will be like the Capitol buildings of all these neighborhoods. You know, if you ever read Snow Crash, you know, they have these little enclaves. And in these little enclaves, you know, they're all run by little mafia dons and stuff like that. And they all have their own agreements. Well, you know, Walmarts are going to become those mafia dons. You know, you mess with my family. Get over on Pecos. Take yourself on the other side of Tropicana. We're fine.
Fangoon.
I was just Sam's Club, too.
I can just see it, too, man. They're, instead of carnations, they were the little happy face buttons.
You think that's why they tore down the Walmart by...
Tropic Pecos?
Yeah.
No, I think that whole area is just collapsing in on itself.
Oh, my God, this neighborhood sucks. Literally.
Because Sam's Club is like right down the fucking. Yeah. Well, there's always the same fucking parking lot.
There's always Sam's Club.
That's
right
the
next
thing.
To the Walmarts.
That's the thing. Well, not the super Walmarts because it's cannibalizing again. But you know the thing with the Sam's Club is you actually have to like go down a block, turn left, turn right, go in a circle. You have to pay off a bum who opens up a little gate. You get into the Sam's Club, so it's well protected.
And then you have to show your card.
And then you have to
show your card. Yep.
Thank you for shopping Sam's Club.
You can't get in without your fucking card.
You know who cares if you know my card? It's called Visa. It should be good the fucking up. Why do I need a membership card to buy tires? I don't need a membership card to buy
or
tires
or a swinging chair and shit in the backyard.
Exactly. Ooh, look, this tool set will go great with this 32 gallons of ketchup I just bought.
Fuck. And that Kiss coffin.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, where are we at? We were going to talk, cover a bunch of little news and bits. Uh-oh. Shit. See, that's the ringer, folks. Ladies and gentlemen, when you hear that ring, you know that Murphy has to run like a son of a bitch.
Run.
All right, well, you know what? We were going to talk... about a couple different things, and we'll kind of say thank you and welcome. We do have a brand new syndicate, so let me actually cue up something they actually did for us, which, hey, I liked it. I really liked it. I love it when our syndicates give us a little bit of love. The new syndicate we pulled in starting tonight, if you're listening to us from WebMix, classics of the 70s, 80s, and 90s, we are neither 70s, 80s, or 90s. We are definitely today. Although DCAT, well, actually, Murph is growing the 70s fro. So we do have something 70s, and that's Murphy's hair.
Yeah, I grew my titties in the 90s.
You,
I'm still trying to cut them off now.
Man boobs. 90s love. So we are on WebMix, and we want to say a big thank you and hello and to everybody listening through that syndicate. As a matter of fact, one thing I really liked is they queued up, and they made us something. And I was very, very – I thought it was very cool that they made us something. So let me go ahead. Cue this bad boy up. Get my audio running there. And Murphy's grabbing whiteboard, so it's going to be one of them nights. Thank you. Here, I'll let you have that. So we'll cue. This is from WebMix.
Spankwagon.
Here's how it works, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. We are...
Spankwagon Radio.
Thank you.
The longest running radio show on the internet.
The only request that we do have... Make it interesting.
And now it comes to WebMix.
I would just like to say the most interesting thing I've read in quite a while is sitting in our chat room right now.
Spankwagon.
Apparently Rosie's Own produces its own nacho cheese.
Hi, chat room. I wish I was in there tonight.
The funniest radio show on the internet.
I'm officially homeless.
Not homeless. He is living out of my office.
Yes, I'm living out of Murphy's office. Sold
I heard
my house.
There's a story, too, that goes along with that.
The greatest net radio show ever.
I'm downstairs, and And, you know, I was playing around with the wife, and I accidentally gave her a little hickey. I didn't mean to, and it was only
accidentally.
Like, it was an accident.
I accidentally stuck needles in my eyes.
Look, I was only sucking on her neck for like 5 seconds. It wasn't a whole lot.
Spank wagon.
And so, of course, I ran like hell. Ran upstairs, jumped into the office, hid behind Mark. I'm like, Mark, protect me, hide me behind your giant ass.
Spank Wagon, coming this Friday, June 1st, 2007. This Friday at 9 p.m.
First of all, just the fact that you're running away from your wife who's itty bitty.
She has those little serrated fists, though.
Okay, the fact that he had to hide behind my ass.
2 hours of zaniness like you've never heard before. Spank Wagon, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern on WebMix Friday. Listener discretion advised.
That was cool.
That was awesome,
that
dude.
Was, I mean, you don't understand. I, you know, for anybody listening at WebMix right now, I really appreciated that.
Especially since he does absolutely no audio production on his own, and I haven't had time to do any.
So, what happened?
Hey, I do a little audio production. As a matter of fact, we're talking syndicates.
Hey, what do you know? Segway!
We're talking syndicates. Online right now, a web Spankwagon web exclusive, the entire fight between Murphy and Brad from then Lips 106, now Arrow 97.1.
Now still not up and running.
It's still not up and running. I saw it. I was going to like start doing the links and stuff today and put it up on the main page, you know, make a big deal about it because, you know, syndicates rock.
Woo!
Yeah, exactly. And I look on there and I read July 1st. Oh, come on. What do you mean July 1st? Yeah, I'm having technical difficulties.
A.K.A. hamster fell off the wheel. I know what it is. I know what it is. He's trying to get all of his funding from some Christian fundamentalist groups.
Amen! Praise Jesus!
Don't say faggots! Don't say faggots!
I find that highly immoral.
What's wrong with Christian?
Do you have the remix song again?
You got to give me a minute to bring it up.
You know, Brad, I'm sure he's a sweet... No, I don't know
you're
who he
sweet?
Is. I'm sure he's a sweet guy in real life, but...
You're such a sweet guy. Such a sweet little
the
man.
The problem is he thinks he's a badass because he has some little fucking web gig, and like there was some debate as if it was actually a pirate radio station or what the fuck was
going on.
We
don't know. I really don't know.
Because fucking closed up shop and... fucking disappeared off the face of the goddamn planet, and now all of a sudden he's back, and he's trying to make it out like he's some big corporate guy, and I hate to tell you something, I have a picture of him on my machine here.
I know you
do. The guy looks like a sexual predator.
Ah!
He really does.
That's not nice.
What? He looked...
I thought Brad was black.
He sounds
hey,
black.
Brad from Listen to Sex. There's one thing that I gotta say. Well, I know it's anal sex. Well, I know it's anal sex. You don't stop talking about anal sex. Come on. Anal sex. There's one thing that I gotta say. Hey, this is Brad from What's on Sex. Hey, I'm an affiliate. Well, I know it's one or more people. Anal sex. I think it's immoral between two men. Well, I know it's command. Hey, I'm an affiliate. Well, I know it's anal sex. Hey, this is Brad from What's on Sex. Hey, I'm an affiliate. You don't stop talking about anal sex. I think it's immoral between command. Well, I know this. I think it's gross and immoral. Hey, this is Brad from What's on Sex. There's one thing that I gotta say. Well, I know it's anal sex.
So he's Brad, and apparently...
He knows anal sex. So, yeah.
He's an affiliate.
He's going to be an affiliate if he ever gets his station back up on the air, so...
Station, please.
Oh, come on. You got to give some credit. Come on. I mean, are you saying...
Not to him, I don't.
Okay.
Not to him, I... Look, I love the affiliates. Juke, the guys at Webhose, Door From Hell, even the guys at Showdown, who we had a little issue with at first. Yeah, you know...
Well, we had a concern about them at first.
What, that I was going to have to show up there and smack somebody in the mouth?
Well, something like that.
You don't fuck with the LV Rocks family.
Great, again with the mafioso jokes. So, yeah, we got a little bit of a...
So, if Brad ever gets his shit together, we'll see if we can get up on the radio.
Yeah, we'll be happy.
We should take a pool for how long we last.
Oh, yeah, we should.
Three shows. We last three shows
Three weeks.
And something happens, and I'm sure he'll try and blame it on us again.
Virtual One in the chat room wants to ask you, what makes you think he's a sexual predator?
Apparently I need to host this photo.
Well, we'll work on that.
Let me go hit a Flickr here real quick, and then I'll... you know what? Yeah. I'll post this on my Flickr account. during the break.
Flicker. Flicker. It's a photo. It's Flicker.
I'll post this on there, and you tell me if this guy looks like a sexual predator.
All right. So what we'll do right now, we're going to cut to our first little break here. You are listening to the greatest internet. By the way, did you notice WebMix said... They included the fact that we're like, they said they were the longest running. I don't know if we are or are not. There could be some guy like with a computer in his basement that's been playing like the same three songs over and over again for eternity. But I really appreciate it being called the longest running internet radio show. And he even included the fact that we call ourselves the greatest internet radio show ever. So again,
hey, debate that, bitches. Come on.
Again, I appreciate that because I think our collective egos are pretty huge right now. Gotta love it.
As long as our penises are.
Well, in that case, Decaf, he wins. All right, we're going to be back in just a moment. You're listening to...
Spankwagon Radio.
We'll be back.
J-Lap. 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 We'll be right back.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, we're back.
Hey, Murphy, I told you, I don't have that $20 for the lap dance, man. Let me go. I got to go to the ATM first. I got to pay that $10.
I'll give you credit. I give you credit. I know you're good for it.
That's okay. You'll take the lap dance money out of his child support check.
I think I've got an ATM card.
You swear to my doll crack ass? That's what the wife calls it. I have like the doll most perfect ass. Shaped doll ass with
Why
the perfect little
Let's
butt crack.
See it.
How's your butt crack?
He'll show it. He'll show it.
Yeah, he's going to show it.
Maybe in a little bit. We'll see.
He loves showing his fabulous ass.
Yes.
It is fabulous.
Only masturbated to it twice.
No, you only masturbated on it twice.
Twice.
I'm so sorry.
No, that was six times.
What? What? Oh. I don't want to know.
It smells good in here now. Did you notice that? There's like perfumes and stuff. It's awesome.
Because the sausage fest has ended for the day.
Yeah, because there's two hot chicks in the crossroads.
There's a huge difference.
English.
Oh, look at that. Down in flames. You guys didn't even give her 10 seconds.
Gone.
We've infiltrated.
Infiltrated.
Infiltration.
I have to say, there's not enough cleavage being shown in this. Over here at the end, Crystal, she's got fantastic breasts shown there, but there's no cleavage being shown, and I'm quite disappointed.
You guys have seen enough.
I would say no.
No, not at all. Oh, not no. even remotely.
As a matter of fact, why don't we go ahead and get the camera on so everybody can see it.
See the wrist.
They're not zoomed in like last time.
Yeah, probably. Well, you know, I can fix that if you
Cameras
like.
Cameras no, can be okay. adjusted. Yes, all righty. Yeah,
there are red spotted breasts over there.
What?
Red spotted.
Oh.
The nice
Crushing Crystal.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't warn her beforehand that we're just a couple of old men pervs here?
No, not really. She's listening.
Who are you calling old? I ain't 30 yet.
Motherfucker.
You lost your hair like you're 40. That's old enough.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
You have not aged well, my friend.
Matter of fact, those cheeseburgers you ate last year haven't aged well either. All right.
He's got a colon like compacted concrete. Jeez. Mine ain't much better.
It sounds like bricks when he shits in the toilet. Just ka-tong.
I got a shovel for you, baby. Oh. Dig it out.
Spankwagon Radio, home of depreciating humor.
I didn't tell you who our neighbor is.
No, who's our neighbor?
We were mentioning this before the show, and we were
better
doing
not
setup.
Be Nate Tenenbaum. That
no,
guy
no,
like
it's
me.
Not Nate Tenenbaum in the bow tie. So here I am. I'm out at Vaughn's last night picking up groceries because Nevada Power killed my power last week. For no good reason whatsoever.
Dejected the rates afterwards.
That's what happens when you don't pay your motherfucking bill.
Here's the problem. They're like, oh, we didn't get your notice that you moved into this house. I'm like, fuck, you did. You told me you received it. You confirmed you received it. By the way, sir, we are going to have to back bill you for the charges of your month. And I'm like, wait, you cut off my service and you extend the courtesy of charging me now?
Hey.
So anyhow,
don't forget the reconnection fee.
No, if they, you know, everybody says that. I'm like, yeah. No, they're not fucking charging me that.
Didn't even have the common decency of giving you a goddamn reach around.
No, not at all. And they were so polite when they fucked me though.
Yeah, rusty trumpet. Rusty trombone.
They
were
the cutest girl on the phone.
And sir, yes, you have back payments too. No, I've seen who works in that. They are not cute.
I didn't say they were. I said sounded cute, motherfucker. Though.
Dude, office ass settles in real quick in that shit.
Oh, no shit.
All right. So anyhow, I'm at Vaughn's replacing all this food that literally just spoiled overnight. And who's at the Bank of America but Flavor Flav?
No shit.
No shit. Fucking Flavor Flav's at the Bank of America. I'm like trying to listen here. Yeah, boy, I need a deposit. You know, no.
Was Bridget there too?
No. God, Bridget.
Was he wearing the big clock?
No. But he had the teeth, the hat, the glasses, everything else.
It's just not the same without the big clock, dude.
But no, you don't understand. Flavor Flav. Every fucking clerk was like, dude, that's the guy on VH1.
No one knows his fucking name.
No one knew. Everybody's like, oh, that's a flavor guy for VH1. I'm like looking around going, wait, what?
Flavor.
You mean fucking Public Enemy?
Nobody remembers that shit, dude.
I know. That's how you know you're old.
He was the guy in VH1.
Yeah.
On,
Flavor of Love.
Flavor of Love.
Well, I didn't see that. No, he was on like the Unreal World or Surreal Life. That's what it was.
What's hilarious, though, is when he left the parking lot, you knew it was him because it was a giant-ass Escalade, 24s, bumping big time. And he's just, everybody sees, he's like...
Spinning rims.
Yeah. And he, but Gold the problem is, if he knows someone's looking at him, he'll just keep looking at you, bobbing his head like, "Yeah, I'm him."
And you gotta be like that for the rest of your life too.
I know.
Like little Richard still has to wear fucking makeup wherever he goes and shit.
I think he does that by choice. I think he does.
Yeah. It was at the Bank of America. Did you by chance get his account number?
No, I didn't.
This is Flavor Flav. It's you not like there's going to be a lot in there.
That's what I was about to say. You probably got more money than him and shit. He'd be like, hey, let me borrow
$10. It's worth the risk.
We know, he could have been making a car payment.
28% interest on spinners.
Rent a wheel. So, yes, Flavor Flav lives in Henderson, Nevada.
How awesome is that?
That's funny.
He's probably your neighbor, too.
I'm sorry. I did it. I looped. Yeah, I know. Wasn't paying attention to my playlist. There. Better.
What a shocker.
Well, what can you do? Look what's on the other side of me.
So, introduce the girl.
Well, we already know Dirty D.
Yes.
Dirty Pillows.
Dirty D.
This is where you tell everyone your name.
Yes!
No, the other large set of breasts sitting at the end of the counter.
Okay. Hi, I'm Decaf. Talking to Diana, and I assumed, like most people, she would introduce who I am. I will do the introductions myself.
No, this is crystal clear.
Crystal clear. That's what they used to call my nutsack.
What?
They used to call
no.
me.
So you got a friend crystal down here clear. Named Precum. Outstanding.
Hi, Precum. I'm Decaf.
No. Yeah. It's crystal. Sorry, you say crystal clear. The minute I think it's Crystal Pepsi.
God, you are a douchebag, aren't you?
Oh, my gosh.
I can't help it.
Ejaculation is good.
What?
Yeah, okay. But. Ejaculation versus failed soda. Ejaculation win. Fatality.
Crystal clear.
So. Crystal's already looking at her watch going, when are we leaving?
So tell
it's
us.
Time to go. It's got.
So tell us about yourself, Crystal Clear. We don't care where you work. We don't care if you got kids or family or boyfriend. We want to know.
They just want us to know if you're going to show them your boobs.
Yes. How's your sex life?
I don't know. It's fabulous, actually.
Damn. What's your last good
look
story?
At me.
I was going to say, what's her name?
Please.
Oh.
Which one?
No.
Oh!
If it's D, I'm going to need photographic evidence.
Videographic evidence.
Do you appreciate the love from Negroes?
I do.
Nice.
Uh-oh.
Well, I'm on this fucking side. I'm with this cornbread Iowa motherfucker.
We put you in the co-host spot. Now you're all pissy about it. You're making no money and now no fucking action.
I got to do it, dude. We can play 30 seconds, right?
Sure.
Come on, give me my audio then, because if I can play 30 seconds 30 without
seconds.
Us getting in trouble.
30 seconds, go. plug your shit in, dumbass.
It's been so long since I've had it plugged in.
Sounds like a personal problem.
All right, dude, do it. You got 27 seconds.
Oh, me?
Get your shit on. Yo, go. Fuck, go.
What the fuck am I doing?
Look, here's the deal, okay? We can only play 30 seconds
of
audio.
Okay, I get you.
All right, dude. Okay, we ready?
So it's
again?
The 30-second MacFest. You ready?
Okay.
Let's see if you can get some titties out of this.
Hey, baby. I see you looking over there. I see you staring at me. All I want to do is see those nice, warm, sexy titties. Just pull them out. Show me one. You don't have to show me two. I appreciate just one. Don't hold back. Just let them out. Let them breathe, baby. Let them breathe.
They just can't even look at him.
Come on.
She's like looking at me for relief. Like, help me. I'm like, dude, you're on your own.
I want to see those nipples.
I already know you're not going to help me out here. I'm sorry. You just got to fend for yourself. That's what I got to do.
Oh, my God.
It's all good.
Would that have worked? Had we given him another 30 seconds?
No.
Damn.
Sucks, dude.
What the hell? I thought you were supposed to be black and all smooth and shit.
All right, I guess I got to do it like a white boy. Let me see your fucking tits.
That's right. And you know what? I see the titty.
The perfect combination of Trencher Murphy.
Come on, show your fucking titties. Oh, yeah, I like that shit. That's fucking, you love it, don't you, bitch? You fucking love showing me your fucking shit, don't you? And white boys see this shit all the time. Girls,
that's right, dude.
That's why a white guy has girls gone wild. You know? That's why a white guy started that.
We've got Hustler and you've got Playa magazine. Okay? We've got hot 18-year-old bitches willing to stick cucumbers in their ass, and you've got C-section crack hoes looking for a food stamp.
Hey, man.
Winner.
Hey, man. If you ever talk about my sister again, I'll go fuck your ass up.
Yeah, but the difference is she let you take the pictures.
Come on, now hurry up. I got to pick up my babies from the fucking daycare.
Walmart.
Nice. Mama's house.
Walmart.
Hey, the neighborhood market, Sam's right. Club, Toys or the regular Walmart?
Leroy's.
Oh. Leroy's Seafood. No, seafood. No, have what you ever had seafood?
Big Mama's Rib Shack.
Yeah, that's what I try to
get. Oh, yeah, Big Mama's.
I've been there.
Gotta love Big Mama's with ghetto juice. Gotta love it. All right. What
that
are we
was
doing?
Awesome.
That was, yeah. Now what?
Can we play the Brad song again?
You really? I put the Brad song away. Oh. We're done with Brad.
Can we play the intro from the guys at the new affiliate?
You are so happy about someone doing
dude, something. Fucking audio production I didn't have to do.
Yeah. There's one voice missing from there.
There's a lot of voice missing from there. All right. We'll cue it up.
Because the girls didn't get to hear it.
Spank Wagon.
Here's how it works, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. We are...
Someone? Spank Wagon Radio.
Thank you.
The longest running radio show on the internet.
The only request that we do have... Make it interesting.
And now it comes to WebMix.
I would just like to say the most interesting thing I've read in quite a while is sitting in our chat room right now.
Spank Wagon.
Apparently Rosie's Own produces its own nacho cheese.
Hi, chat room. I wish I was in there tonight.
The funniest radio show on the internet.
I'm officially homeless.
Well, not homeless. He is living out of my office.
Yes, I'm living out of Murphy's office. Sold
I heard
my house.
There's a story, too, that goes along with that.
The greatest net radio show ever.
I'm downstairs, and you know, I was playing around with the wife, and I accidentally gave her a little hickey. I didn't mean to, and it was only
accidentally.
Like, it was an accident.
I accidentally stuck needles in my eyes.
Look, I was only sucking on her neck for like 5 seconds. It wasn't a whole lot.
Spank Wagon.
And so, of course, I ran like hell. Ran upstairs, jumped into the office, hid behind Mark. I'm like, Mark, protect me, hide me behind your giant ass.
Spank Wagon. Coming this Friday, June 1st, 2007. This Friday at 9 p.m.
First of all, just the fact that you're running away from your wife who's itty bitty.
She has those little serrated fists, though.
Okay, the fact that he had to hide behind my ass.
2 hours of zaniness like you've never heard before. Spank Wagon. 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern on WebMix Friday. Listener discretion advised.
All right, so you got to hear it one more time. And, you know, actually, we do need... What the...
Three at last.
Three at last. God Almighty. Drawing.
Seriously, dude, those look more like pecs with centered nipple.
I think that's Murphy.
Murphy wearing earmuffs.
I think it's Murphy.
All right, so we have to cover some bad news.
Sorry, I don't got no three-dimensional on this fucking flat board and shit.
Do we need to call Charles back into the studio to have him draw that picture for you? Okay. We do have to cover some very sad news, actually. We received sort of a Dear John letter, and I talked about this at the beginning of the show. Ginger John. Wrote in the chat room, and everybody who heard that promo, the girl there was Ginger. She is officially done with Spank Wagon due to pretty much no control of her own, just the way things actually worked out.
My wife ran her out of town.
Yeah, pretty much. We did get a message from Ginger, and actually she posted this to the Spank Wagon forums, forum.spankwagon.net. Do you want to read it?
No, because I'll get all emotional. All right.
Well, let me go ahead and read this. This is from Ginger. I don't want to say goodbye to the fabulous Spank Wagon Radio, but I had to move my moving date up to this Friday and Saturday because of finances and such. I'm going to try really hard to get my moving truck packed and over to the studio for the show, but it's totally up in the air. I want to first say thanks to Murphy for asking me to be on the show in the first place, for taking a chance, and...
That was
don't say
her.
That fucking when I'm reading it, dude. That's more like it.
Huddla.
Huddla? What the fuck's huddla? Oh. Fuck, now I can't read it. I'm done. I can't read it, you asshole. But everybody needs to go over to the forum. Say goodbye to Ginger. We have the forum there. It's going to stay in place for quite a while. So.
Oh, yeah.
I think the only thing that we can all say is to Ginger is thank you. So when she downloads this podcast and gets all misty-eyed.
You know what, dude? You do need to read it again.
No, I'll let you read it.
No, well, if I read it, there's something that has to go along with it.
And is this something we have to tell Duke to put on earmuffs for?
No.
Okay, play it.
Hold on. No, wait, let me... I got to get the thing out first.
What?
I don't have the website up, so I got to go to the website.
Got to get his.
So that's what you call it. That's what you call it these days.
He's got to get his thing.
He calls it his website.
I think I'm going on your side.
I'm gonna fuck you with.
Oh baby, check my server, yo. No. All right. Yeah, Juke. Don't listen.
Yeah, 404 error, huh?
Something like that.
Oh, Bill. Good.
Had to do it, dude. So anyway, I'll pick up where you left off. I want to say thanks, first of all, to Murphy for asking me to be here on the show in the first place, for taking a chance, for being a great friend, and last for letting me slap him for all the booby remarks. Love you, Chris. I will never let our friendships die. That Trencher, thanks for playing and letting me having the chance at internet radio. Being the seasoned veteran you are, you had no idea what I would do. So thanks for allowing me to grow even more, especially in the Chestal region. Thanks for sticking up for me when I started fighting with the boys, and thanks for your continued support. Big Daddy Decaf, oh, the days of karaoke I will never forget. We did sing that song from Greece, damn it. I love catching your ass looking down my shirt, and all our conversations that pissed everyone off just because we had more fun on our side. Ha, Murphy's a traitor. Thanks for being you. Love you, dude. By the way, thanks for not coming in me. And even though...
He didn't say that shit. I want to see that fucking...
And even though he's out of the country... Even though he's out of the country, Chief, thanks for hanging out and allowing me to get to know you and your big emo ass. I hope you have a great time overseas. I will see you again soon. Hence, I will need a mud hut. Gentlemen, I leave you with memories of the radness that I am and the radness that you are and the unexplained phenomenon that we are together. Shit, I'm even tearing up typing this mushy shit, but it's an unofficial goodbye because I promise... Wow, shit, that I'm in town and not working, I will be there. I may just surprise you all. Love you guys. We'll never forget the show and opportunity you gave me. Mwah! So.
Yeah.
So Ginger is now officially gone. I sadly had to go to the MySpace and switch her to inactive status. The growing list of inactive people is staggering. It's like people just show up and leave. They all move out of the country or the state. That's what I've noticed. Every single one of them have left the state.
Dude, you're running them off, man.
Dude, yeah. I must be.
Well. Wait, no, Flying J didn't leave the state.
He might just... as well have. He's the only. You're right. He's the only one. But everybody else, Claude, moved to fucking Mississippi. Let's see. Chief went over to build mud huts in what, Romania.
Yep.
Gorilla. Where did Gorilla go?
Dude. Last I heard, Washington, he's up in Washington, and I think someone had some footage of him running naked through the forest the other day.
Bigfoot, got it. so who else? Let's see.
I think that's it, isn't it?
I don't know. Have we?
That's maybe? It.
Yeah. So and then, of course, Ginger is going to be heading out to L.A.
So now everyone's been asking us, so who are you guys going to replace her with? We've had a lot of people on. We've had a lot of interest, and we finally decided that there's absolutely no way we can have just one person replace her. We actually need everyone to help replace Jess.
Absolutely.
And she just kicks ass. So what we're decided to do is the fourth mic spot will continuously be left open. If you'd like to come on the show, by all means, get a hold of us. You know how.
Radio at spankwagon.net.
Or the MySpace page, MySpace, or just call in, or leave us a message.
Can I bring in a chimpanzee and shit?
Only if you make sure he flings poo.
Sweet.
So,
is your brother as talented as you?
Jesus.
I knew it was coming.
Thank you. Yes, it came nice, from me. Dude. It nice. Came from me, not you. That's nice. A first.
So tonight our... Dude, why do the nipples have to be downward facing?
Yeah, they don't face downward.
Wow, dude. Well, they do.
Do they straight out or do they kind of perk up a little bit?
Oh, they perk up? Oof,
nice.
All right.
Is there any chance we can see them?
I don't know. I'm still debating.
Don't debate long. I'm going to need some quiet time in the bathroom soon, and I'd love to have some material.
They're like a razor like on a the
hook.
End.
It's like
wow.
A hook. You can hang your coat on them.
Dude, she has nipple erections.
Okay, because it is a sight gag as opposed to a radio gag.
I know.
He's drawing
bad
pictures.
Bad pictures.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, man. All right, so moving right along.
So I saw the greatest shirt in Kohl's the other day, and I wanted to buy it, but I don't buy shirts usually like this.
Well, I had Nike on it?
No.
The greatest shirt in Kohl's.
Yeah, Kohl's. Thank you.
I was thinking that of Kohl's.
Hey, what's wrong with
it? Really?
Hey,
it was
what?
Right next to the blenders.
Everybody here who has a mortgage to pay, raise your hand. Thank you. So so I'm in Kohl's, and I'm, you know me. I generally don't even shop for my own clothes. I tell my wife what I'm looking for, and I send her out into the wilderness to come back with it.
It's your wife dresses you.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Dude, it's like the whole Lions Kohl's thing, you know? She fucking goes out, and look, she, I don't know where she gets my clothes from. She just gets them. You know, the lioness goes out, hunts, brings back food. The male lions fuck them and then eat the food. That's what I do. I eat the clothes, I wear the clothes, and then I fuck her. That's my job. So it was a band shirt, and it was for the Electric Mayhem.
Oh, that would be great.
It was awesome. Animal, Floyd, fucking Dr. Teeth, Janis, all of them on it. It was fucking awesome.
The what?
Dr. Muppets. Teeth and the Muppets. Electric Mayhem.
You ever? You
oh,
kn-
my God.
He didn't have TV growing up.
Muppet Mayhem?
No, the Electric Mayhem. Dude, that was the band.
The band.
Dr. Teeth.
The
oh, no shit? Yes.
Did you see the light bulb? Just no. Go up.
Who gives a fuck?
Dynafire.
Dude, every geek out there now wants to find the local Kohl's. Yeah, I mean, that's cool. Pure and simple how it is.
I guess I'm not a geek status. I was just hanging around that dork.
I see some panties.
What color are they?
Pink.
Oh, shit. Can I see your Pink Floyds?
Dude, what? Rule number one, you never give panties a male name, and Floyd definitely rates up there.
Floyd the barber right there. He had a hard on whenever he watched Andy fucking Griffith. All right, so.
Maybe I did. I had one Murder, She Wrote.
What? You had an erection watching Murder, She Wrote?
Oh, yeah.
That Angela Lansbury, she's a smoking hottie even at 7,000 years old.
Yeah, I used to beat off to her on the TV. on the 10-inch black and white.
Oh,
sort of.
A 10-inch black and white.
God, man. That's just his penis.
Yeah.
Good God, man. Couldn't you at least find a Sears catalog?
Did you get a big old boner for B. Arthur with the Golden Girls too?
No, but she had one for him.
First off, there's no way he's going to get a big old boner about anything. And,
he's aiming his standards way low here.
He is my brother from another mother.
You guys are just jealous. You're just of jealous.
What? Jealous of what?
Your 2-inch TV?
Your baby smooth testicles?
That he's a beat off the Murder, She Wrote. You guys are just fucking jealous of
that. How does
shit.
One become jealous of that?
Oh, my God.
Well, are you sure it was
I do.
Those gunshots? Wait,
dude, if we're doing embarrassing revelations.
Are you sure? Are you sure
like
it was
confessions of
apparently? Yeah. Are you sure? What was it? Angela Lansbury? Or was it Tom Bosley?
No, it was Angela Lansbury.
Okay.
Okay. So I once beat off to Golden Girls.
No, you
oh,
did
so
not.
So you had the hard on for B. Arthur.
Was it for B. Arthur? Was the chick who played Blanche? That Southern
Ruth
accent,
McCallan.
Dude.
Ruth McCallahan.
There you go, dude.
Sad that I know that name, huh?
Yeah, I once beat it off to the Golden Girls. What was that?
Thank you.
You have to speak into the mic.
Thank you for beating my friend.
By the way, black bra.
Nice.
Nice.
Her.
So what TV show do you used to masturbate to, man?
Come on, Mark. What do you got?
Nothing like that.
John Deere catalog. You just stand out in the field, look for one of the
deer
good cows.
Deer hunter. Deer hunter, yes. American cavalry.
Bass fishing. Throw that pole out.
Woo!
That is the equivalent of the Spice Channel in Iowa, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
Pro bass fishing. Honey, I'm going to need me some Kleenex.
The AM Farm Report just got everybody going. It just wound everybody up for the week. Hog futures are high today. Woo!
There's so much to do in Iowa. You can just sit on your front porch and watch your dog run away.
All day long.
I think Dirty D used to masturbate to Northern Exposure.
Me? Northern Exposure? No, MacGyver.
MacGyver.
Oh, you, nice. Oh, MacGyver, give me some duct tape. She's already wet in the panties.
Duct tape and a pocket knife come out. And she's like, yeah! All right,
Crystal Clear. Sell yourself.
Come on.
Throw yourself under the bus.
Bus. Hmm. Yeah, probably Northern Exposure.
What?
She likes the little
Northern
Jewish men.
No. Actually, I have a thing for radio guys.
Now she's lying.
Oh, that's PRP Cincinnati.
Les Nessman.
Yeah, there was a
Les Nessman.
I used to robot click to Les Nessman.
For those of us that have been around real radio people, there's a huge difference between the guy from Northern Exposure doing radio and the fat lumps that do it in reality.
Yeah,
if you've ever seen pictures
actually, I found that out.
Don and Mike. Oh, man, that's not a pretty picture right there.
Oh,
combined, that's like 900 pounds.
What about the sports pig who did does stuff here? I mean, that Jesus. Dude's huge.
Papa Joe Chevalier?
He's just old.
Dude, come on. That guy can eat two pizzas by himself.
Are we talking about the guy for the Rocky Horror Picture Show?
Fuck. That dude does fucking radio.
I'd be afraid to put him in front of the mic. He might
How would you get his ass into the booth? You couldn't. It'd be crowbar and butter. Okay.
Dolly and Vaseline.
Dolly and Vaseline. I was afraid the floor was going to collapse when he was here.
Yeah, I know.
Just lean back against that wall, break right through it. This was a big dude. I mean, really. You put all of us together.
And we're still just a thigh.
Yeah.
And I asked him how much you weighed. I was like, how much you weigh?
He was proud, too, like 480 pounds.
Like, yeah, he was proud to
he
say
was proud.
That.
Like,
that's a whole lot of loving and then some. Wow.
I passed really out the stage.
Oh, I feel bad for his girlfriend because you know one day he's going to have a heart attack right on top of her.
He had a girlfriend?
He had a girlfriend. She was almost as big as he was.
Oh, my God.
That explains
well,
so much.
Basically making funny. Love to them work? Was just starting at a running gallop.
Hey, how does that work exactly?
What, two fat people having sex? Like, carefully.
Yeah.
With a crane.
And Leonard Nimoy in the water with a hand on one of them.
The extension cables and shit.
Who's on top? Well,
who's on top?
Everybody.
On top, I think. Well, I don't know.
It's full big titties rubbing each other.
Fold them over. You'd have to like fold them over.
At that point, everything's
well,
doggy
there's
style.
There's probably a couple people that
no,
you
no, babe,
a witch
babe, babe.
To hold it up.
Those aren't my so, boobs. Those are your boobs.
Sex and requiring
his,
a support
his
staff.
His wiener's probably like that big, so you gotta hold it back for her. And well, you probably need something to hold her up too. And
they probably just rub rolls together and think they can get off on it.
It's all oral.
Yeah.
It's gonna have to be with them.
Yeah, but one of them might get hungry.
Takes place then.
What if one of them gets hungry?
Resist the urge to bite, honey. It's not a Tootsie Roll.
Like the half ton man. If you've seen that on like TLC, have you seen
yeah.
that?
No.
The dude down in Mexico.
And he's married.
The dude down in Mexico.
No, not in Mexico. I don't know where he is.
You know what you do at that point?
And
that's when
married.
You get
and
hookers.
He's got kids. I'm like, how?
Honey, there's not enough money in the world.
Turkey baster.
Seriously.
No.
No, there.
Turkey baster
and a petri dish. Turkey baster and a petri dish. None of
that. Your fat upper pussy are
more like
so
a
good.
Super soaker.
Super soaker.
Fucking jam it in there, pump that thing up, and hope for the best.
He's like, ooh.
Oh, we've hit lowest common denominator well before the second break, and I just heard a snort.
Oh, Jesus.
I just heard a snort. It's over.
One semen in the super soaker joke, and she's down for the count.
Can you clean under there? God damn it, that's the second one. No, bitch, that's the fourth one, the third one. God damn it.
Pick a chin and fuck it.
Nope, that ain't it. Nope, you still didn't get it. Nope, that ain't it either. I give up.
I'd ask you to fuck me in the ass, but I don't know where it is either.
All right.
And his wife is just as big as she is. Anyway, he is. Anyway.
Look, fat people need loving too. Yeah. Isn't that right, Trench?
Hey, what? Oh, yeah.
You know, I think I at one time I was bigger than all y'all combined, so.
Were you really? No, yeah. You weren't. I saw the picture.
How big?
I was almost 300 pounds.
I know. I saw the picture.
Yeah, definitely not all three of us combined.
No.
Because I'm pushing 240 right now.
It's like maybe me and one of these guys, but no. Then again, yeah, with both of these guys, I'm about a thigh myself, so there's...
You're like a quarter of a thigh.
It's a good thing I make up for it with a giant cock.
You boneless and skinless?
Boneless and skinless.
Boneless and skinless, yeah.
Nice.
Are you calling him processed?
You're spam.
Yeah, he's calling me a McNugget.
Chicken parts.
Made with sort of chicken.
It's called lunch. It's called lunch meat.
The hair, the featherless, headless, legless chickens.
Oh, a McNugget.
That's what I said.
That's what KFC creates. They're amoebas.
They're like genetically engineered chicken meat. It's fantastic.
Yeah. I have what?
You've never heard this?
No, I have not. Please tell more.
They bred them. It's
KFC,
perfect.
Yeah, they supposedly breed their chickens so they actually don't live. Well, they're kind of alive, but they have no heads, no feathers. They're, you know, big old meaty meats and big old boobies.
Boobies! Sorry.
So they're like, and they're all exactly the same.
That is really creepy.
They've perfected the cloning process.
Oh, that's good. I always say white girls started to get ass in the 80s because of the clone chickens. Before that, that shit was like flat as this motherfucking boy right here.
Virtual One's freaking out because I said 240. He's like, whoa. He's like 170. Yes, yes,
yes
you are.
Yes, his ass is ballooned to the size of a huge couch.
Yes. I have Lazy Boy imprinted on my thigh. Last time I go into
that
store.
I was always
going to
get the Rubbermaid logo tattooed on my ass.
Just actually, bounces back.
Actually, we used to talk about that all the time.
We did. I was going to get the Rubbermaid logo.
She's like, I'm just going to get the Rubbermaid logo tattooed on my ass.
Can we take a break? I really have to pee.
What? I don't have music. All right. We'll go ahead.
No, let him suffer.
Oh, that's... You know what? You know, good, yeah, sure. Because his ass, again, 6 o'clock on the dot. Phone fucking rings.
Ring, he's fucking God again.
Uh-oh.
No.
Okay, I can't see shit. I'm happy. Is he doing it? There's a no cock rule in the studio, motherfucker.
Look, if I gotta piss in a bottle, I'm gonna piss in a fucking bottle.
You cannot piss
in my bottle.
Be thankful it's not your mouth, it. Bitch.
Oh, hey, hey, hey.
All right, let him go, please.
You can go. We got plenty of people here. We're just going to talk about you. He threw the fucking headphones down. He's all pissed.
Crack ass motherfucker.
Yet again, he has to leave the show while we're on air doing the show.
Yes, I know.
Why do you have to constantly show off your ass?
That was ass-tacular.
That was ass-tacular.
That is very ass-tacular. I quite enjoyed that. I think I need to see that again.
Did you see that dildo fall out?
Is that where the butt plug went?
Yeah, it was. You thought the motherfucker start
that's
oozing out.
That's where the butt plug went.
Let's just start oozing out. You start pushing that shit back in.
It isn't that he has to go pee. He has to go adjust.
Well, stop fucking him so hard, decaf.
Oh.
Hey, it's good shit. You saw it.
I helped guide it in.
The hairs are blonde. And they stick it when they get cold.
Oh.
No. Yeah, that was more than I needed to know tonight.
You know what? On second thought, we are going to a break.
It's okay. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to... What are we listening to?
Spankwagon Radio.
We'll be back in just a minute.
We'll be right back.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, we're back with the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spank Wagon Radio.
Get all the mics on. I think what we'll do is slow this down for the next hour or so. Actually, matter of fact, want to point everything out to, or point this out to everybody. Ginger is in the chat room. So Ginger is saying hello to everybody, and that kind of makes me remind you guys to go to spankwagon.net, click on the cam and chat. We have the cam going because we've got two beautiful, lovely ladies here. Let me just turn that thing on and get them in the camera. Murphy is staring at something.
Trying to remember the number for the studio so Ginger can call in.
The phone number for the studio is 1-866-587-6257. Or if you're local, Vegas, 383-8120 works as well. And nice. It doesn't cost us a fucking dime.
You did name last week's show what I said.
Kyle. Yeah, a little bit. I kind of modified it. Because last week's show was Trencher Exposed, Murphy Muted. So we'll get Ginger to call in. And we want to do... do we want to wait for Ginger to actually call in before we go? Or do we want
to
jump
She said she might
bed?
Have to call in a few minutes. I guess she's got some stuff going on she's got to deal with.
Okay.
Same old Ginger.
Of course. She's busy. She is like the busiest person. If she's not taking on every project she can personally... All right, so what we'll do is we'll start off with the round table kind of stuff here. Basically how this works
nice.
Up. What?
No, nothing.
Oh. What?
Round table. I just said nice.
Oh.
Nice.
How this works out is we're going to bring up some bunch of topics, geek topics, nerd topics, everyday type of topics, discuss it kind of in a semi-controlled environment. Yeah, that doesn't happen long. What we'll do is also open the phone lines, call in 1-866-587-6257. We'd like to hear from you as well.
Yes, please.
The chat room is open, spankwagon.net/cam and chat, so you can look at the boobs and also talk to them. Works out well. So I think the first thing actually I want to talk about, you know my Uber paranoia.
Oh, without a doubt, dude.
You know, I mean...
You have a tinfoil wrapped around your cock, dude. Who are we kidding?
I live in tinfoil. My house... In my office, I have tinfoil on the floors now.
What?
Yep, tinfoil on the floors.
What does that do?
Blocks out the aliens.
Do you have... Oh, I just watched Signs the other day. Do you have one of those...
No. Because I always stand too close to the microwave and I get nasty headaches, so I don't wear the hat, but the room is tinfoil lined. Yes, Murph.
You're off your fucking rocker. You know this, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
You
have this irrational fear of Google. And, dude, I know what you're going through.
Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air?
You know I'm on the air.
There she is.
Took you long enough.
I've been on the air for a minute, and you just let me sit here.
Yeah, well, we had to finish a sentence. Be polite, you know. How are you doing?
Fantastically tired.
Is that Ginger?
I've been moving since... Yep. 8 o'clock? Well, no. I started moving at 1:30, and then we had to reload the truck because we had to do a mattress swap, and it was fun.
Wait. So you slept in and didn't even start packing till late?
No, I've been packing since two nights ago.
Oh, okay.
And then I packed all day yesterday, and then, yeah, blah, blah, blah. But it's in the truck. I'm ready to leave tomorrow morning at 6 a.m.
So you're doing storage, or you're doing straight to the place?
Am I doing what?
Because before you're debating about putting in storage or just... Going straight there with all your shit?
I have to stay the night. No one will let me leave because I'll probably pass out on the road.
Oh, okay.
Now, too much stuff.
Now, Jess, we read your letter on the air.
And, hold on real quick. I've got to turn my phone up. Oh, okay. I can't hear you guys.
Bring the music bed down. Because you know I'm going to play it.
Hello?
Again.
Yeah.
Sweetie, we read your letter on the air.
Oh, okay.
You know we have to do this to you, right?
Do what?
You know we're going to miss you, right?
Yes, I'll miss you guys too.
You just saying that.
No, I'm still going to come in here.
You don't even know my name anymore.
What?
You don't know my name anymore.
Fuck you, your name is Murphy, bitch.
Sweetie, that wasn't me, that was Decaf.
It was? I can't fucking hear you guys.
See how that? Soon they forget.
I just got my eyes checked, maybe I need to get my ears checked.
Yeah, no shit. Room. One too many nights standing right in front of the speaker there, darling.
Pretty much. Shit, you were there for some of them.
Hell yeah, oh, yeah. Not enough.
The memories.
There'll be more, I promise.
The memories of Negroes are the first to go.
Oh, shut up, Steph. Please, you're like Chandra's hero.
Oh, am I?
Yeah.
Tell me more.
She's helping me move tomorrow.
So is Decaf. He loves his Miss August.
Won't miss yes, me. I do. You guys are going to be fine.
No, we're going to miss you. Well, like we were telling everyone, we can't replace you. all we can do is open it up and have the entire planet come in to try and make up the slack that's going to be going on since you've been gone.
Well, it's, stop. It's not that much slack. Just a little bit.
It's that much slack. Hey, Jess, I know it doesn't mean much because you're not here in the studio, but can we see your tits?
No.
God damn it. She can't even flash the phone with us not even seeing.
I have them on my phone. I'm just not sending them to you. Oh! Those all went to my boyfriend.
I guess your name is not Texas or Utah or whatever. Or Dallas or Chicago. Who the fuck she's dating this week?
She's dating L.A.
Oh, she's dating L.A.? Oh,
yeah. No, LA. Not anymore.
Dating Encino?
You're not dating L.A. no more
either? No, this one has a normal name.
And what would that name be?
Richie.
Richie.
Sambora?
Valens?
Cunningham?
Whatever.
Richie. So no nickname? No call him Rich?
No.
Skeeter?
Skeeter? That's huh? it. Dude's Skeeter. Nickname is officially Skeeter.
Skeeter?
Skeeter. Skeeter.
I know, that's
He's
why.
A 6'4" Skeeter. I don't think that works.
Damn, 6 foot
well.
Four.
Works well enough for us.
We'll dig it. So, okay, now.
So do you hang on the tree trunk or what?
Oh, shut up.
Do I hang from the tree trunk? Pretty much. About twice a day, thanks.
So, are you going to let him stick it in the butt, or is that still a no-go zone?
Shut the fuck up. And if I do, I'll never tell you guys, and it won't be on the fucking radio.
That's a goddamn lie, because you'll get drunk.
Call in and make up stories.
Yeah, you'll get
that. Works. That
you'll
works.
You know what we'll do? If I can get some drunk bitches on a Friday night, I'm so calling into the radio show.
That's awesome. We can deal with that.
Girls. And I'll put it on Skype.
So there you go. So when's the next time you're going to be in town for anything Lucky Betty related?
Dude, I don't even know. I don't even know. I mean, yeah. I know I have a job coming up in July 17th. I'm leaving town tomorrow. I fly back Sunday. I have a job Monday, Tuesday, and then I'm driving my truck back. Because I have to leave my truck here because I'm driving the U-Haul by myself.
Damn.
So wait, Rich, Skeeter can't come out and help you drive out?
No, he's working.
What's he do?
He has two jobs, actually. He works at a warehouse, and he runs the largest punk rock venue in Anaheim doing the bookings and promotions.
The largest punk rock venue in Anaheim. That's like being the prettiest waitress at Denny's.
Like rockabilly, psychabilly, punk rock. Yeah, nice. That's where we met.
Aww. He got two jobs? Well, I know he ain't black, so what is he?
What is he? He's Mexican.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Wait. You're dating a Mexican guy?
6'4", yeah.
We had this conversation just before when we were talking about the dating game.
Uh-huh.
She didn't want black guys, didn't want Mexican guys. She was mildly okay with Asian guys, but she primarily wanted white guys.
Who?
You!
Bullshit!
When you and I were talking.
I never said that.
Yes, you did.
You were so putting words into my mouth. No, I didn't.
I put something in your mouth.
I've dated many Mexican, Cuban, Latino, Hispanic guys.
Then was it just the black guys?
Asians, I don't know.
So was it just so it was just the black guys you didn't want on the show then?
No, that's pretty much. Shut the fuck up. I'm trying to start shit with Decaf. He knows I love him.
Mm-hmm.
He's the only one I sang with karaoke, and that was Grease, by the way.
No fucking Grease.
You know it was. Summer Lovin'.
I did not see no fucking Summer Lovin'. I hope I did it.
Summer Lovin', you know it.
No.
You've done that song many times drunk. Are you playing Mexican music seriously?
No, we're not playing any music. We're just sitting here.
You know we can't play no music on this show.
I don't know. We violated that tonight with the Lonely Man theme.
Yeah. I don't know what happened to the... I was listening to you guys. I lost it. Now it's on my songs. Oops. I got to sign back.
How much alcohol helped you move today?
None. I just barely ate for the first time. You know who actually helped me move? Nobody helped me move but my dad and Mike, the director.
Why didn't you ask?
Because you guys were working, and it was at 1 o'clock today.
I could have gotten out of work.
I didn't.
I would have helped you move.
What?
I would have helped you move.
You guys all work.
Yeah, I have today off.
Yeah, Trent and Murphy would have helped you move.
Shut up.
Dude, she would have offered you a bucket of chicken and some watermelon. You know you would have taken it.
Yeah.
My dad bought us Buffalo Wild Wings.
See, you missed out on chicken. Don't you feel bad now?
Don't you feel stupid?
No. It's fine.
He's pouting. He's pouting.
It's fine.
I'm just still disappointed that you remember my name.
Decaf, shut the fuck up. James L, bitch.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
We got history. How did I not remember your name?
Yeah, that's true. We do have history.
Whatever.
Some 11.
Hey. There's no proof of that.
Whatever. Don't need proof. We've got Jesse's word, and that is law.
Dude, even ask your friend.
Now, maybe it was the Jets, but...
Benny and the Jets?
It may be why I don't a writer, but it, but it was not Grease.
Ask Scuba Steve. He'll know.
Scuba Steve?
Yeah, that's
fine. Scuba Steve.
Nice.
So you're going to just kind of hang out with us?
Sure.
All right.
Sweet.
So we were actually just starting to talk about my paranoia.
You have paranoia. You?
Yeah, really, huh? So the new Google tool that came out, if anybody uses Google Maps, which I think is like the greatest thing ever, it's the Google Maps.
Would.
It's great.
It's the greatest thing since MapQuest.
Yeah.
But wait, does it get you lost like MapQuest?
Oh, well, yeah.
Well, it's because MapQuest doesn't have shit for traffic or construction.
Yeah. You know. Well, the Google Maps has the satellite images and all that good stuff, and I really like that. But now their new tool, the what's it called again?
Streets.
Yeah, Google Streets. That's a little creepy. What they've been doing is deploying these cars, Volkswagen Bugs, on the West Coast, they have these sort of Death Star-looking camera pods on the top
Like they're
of them.
Made by Logitech or something.
Yeah.
Fucking crazy-ass-looking cameras.
It's 12 cameras built into one, and what it does is it drives down your street, and it takes photos, just continuous, click, 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 photos of your street, which means it's taking pictures of the sky. Or no, it doesn't do the sky, but it does all the surrounding buildings, the pavement on the sides of the vehicle. It does everything in front and behind and on the diagonals. So it covers you all around. Well, now people are starting to realize something with this camera, with this technology. They're starting to see things of them they don't want to see online. As a matter of fact, one lady was looking up her address, and there was her house in Google Maps.
And her cheating on her husband with a pool boy or what?
No, it was just her cat in the window, but it freaked her out. There was one in San Francisco of someone's house getting broken into.
Oh, no.
So they were watching someone climb the wall to get into their house.
Nice.
And there was another one that had a picture of a bum that was killed just like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, and his dog got attacked that same
dog
day too.
Got attacked, yeah. And they have a picture of the guy and his dog like from months ago, but the picture of the guy. So a lot of people are really starting to freak out about the fact that, you know, where...
She's texting.
She is.
You are. You're texting, aren't you?
Me?
Yes, you.
I'm texting you.
Oh. So a lot of people are actually starting to freak out because of the fact that these photos are out there. Where's our sense of privacy?
It's very big brotherish.
Oh, Christ on a crutch. Guys, first off, these pictures are, most of them are like in the last 2 years.
No, actually, they've only been doing it for the past 6 months.
Okay, but do you want someone photographing your home and potentially finding out where you live and your children?
Well, if they got a picture of someone breaking in, I'd like to find out.
Right? Okay. That's an advantage.
Okay,
of
but
it.
That's an advantage of it. But I mean, at the same time, I mean,
do I want my ass hanging out?
Hold on. Well, there's pictures of that chicks like getting in and out of cars, their ass hanging out.
Nice.
You know, that means including their license plate information.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So MapQuest has been doing the same thing.
Has MapQuest been taking pictures of the surface street, though?
Yes.
I don't believe so. They do
Go
the
on
satellite.
MapQuest right now. They have pictures of the streets
well,
with the buildings.
Once Murphy's done texting back your ass, he will do this. But, okay, let's go. Dirty D, what do you think about all this and the technology? Are we getting too close to that line? Are we crossing that line? I mean, would you be comfortable knowing, let's say, you're leaving your apartment or house or whatever.
Sunbathing topless.
I don't see what the point of it is. It's great to have.
Oh, I see the point.
Well, to show what it's supposed to do is you hit an address and you can see the house or the building you're supposed to find.
Yeah, no, there's no point to it. I don't like it. It's too invasive to privacy, I think. Yeah, it may be on the street that could be, you know, public domain or whatever, but you're still taking pictures of private properties, private houses. If it was like, you know, public streets, you know, of the strip, you know, or of, you know, downtown areas, that's different. Into like private neighborhoods and things. And
so
pictures.
What's the difference between showing your ass hanging out of the car on the strip and showing your ass hanging out in the driveway of your house?
I guess you are still showing it in public, but it's more your private property.
But I mean,
at your house.
Is it property wise or is you being seen? Like people
Time
being
out.
Seen that
let's
you.
Let's look at it this way. Let's say you're inside your house. And your window is just, you know, because it is a card, it sits a little lower, and you think you have your blinds shut, but they're shut diagonally.
That's too. I think that's too invasive.
And it could take a picture right inside.
And it's you beating off the Golden Girls.
That's like Peeping Tom-ish. That's like Peeping Tom-ish. You know, it's way too invasive.
Crystal clear?
I don't like it.
All I can say is stalker much. I mean, really. I mean, that's how it feels. I think it's just providing more tools to, you know, people out there that want to potentially harm you in some way. And I'm not saying that it's not a good resource at some point, but, you know, honestly, I think it's giving them too many more resources. There's already a big, huge problem with that. And
well, let's take what your thought is and just kind of take it a little bit further. What if they're driving around and taking a photo of a street that has a school on it?
Thank you.
That means they're taking pictures of your children.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Murph, do you have a problem with that?
Yeah. Because you guys are blowing this way out of proportion.
That's my opinion.
Why? Why do you feel it's being blown out of proportion?
Because
decaf.
Because, one, I mean, anybody could go through it. I'm serious. No one's going to be looking at fucking Google Maps.
You don't
if
know
they,
that.
If they want to stalk your children.
No, that's crazy.
No, if,
that's
if people want to break your house, they're not going to look at Google Maps.
Oh, how much you want to bet?
That's not true.
How much you
want to bet? I personally, as soon as Google Maps came out, I can't tell you how many people I spoke to. I'm kind of a techie chick, so I can't tell you how many people I spoke to that said, oh, my God, this is the greatest thing ever. And, like creepy guys. That, you know, yeah, I know a few creepy guys.
We're all
but I
creepy.
Mean,
we're all creepy
but
guys.
But no, but seriously, like, you know, people with records and people with felonies.
Sexual
you know,
predators.
Sexual predators checking out, you know, Google Maps.
Oh, no, I thought this kitchen looked familiar.
No,
finding out the neighborhood schools.
Giving them the opportunity to look at your children, to look at you, to look at your home, to potentially, you know, come in and...
To find, you know, wait, well, okay. When they'll take pictures of... No, hold
you know,
up. I'm talking right
privacy.
Now.
We have rights, and they're taking away our rights by taking those pictures. We
well,
don't give
all,
them...
Then,
they'll, then they'll give
the
you...
Idea,
then it'll be... They'll take pictures of your house so they'll know when you're home, when you're not home, what ways to break in.
Okay.
Crazy
okay,
people...
Okay, time out. We got Ginger. Ginger?
I mean, this all goes along with the Real ID Act, which we talked about with my friend Josh a few weeks ago. It all ties into the same thing. It's privacy being invaded. Mm-hmm. And
exactly.
It's not going to change. We're going to end up like Fifth Element in 5 years.
In other words, we'll all know where everybody is. You know, we'll know what everybody's doing. And with the Real ID Act, we can now really track people.
Right.
Decaf, you have something you want to say.
So percentage-wise, compared to how many people use it to actually help them find places compared to how many so-called stalkers may see the little itty-bitty picture of your kid maybe by a fence
these
at school.
These, people really
these aren't little itty-bitty pictures.
Okay,
by
now,
yourself.
You little cannot. Nervous Nellies, calm the fuck down because Google is not putting these cameras in residential neighborhoods. They're going down major streets. Okay, I looked up my brand new address. The closest streets,
Pecos.
Eastern, Warm Springs, Pecos. Not even Windmill, okay?
But... You're saying that, and why don't you go ahead and do that to, let's say, New York. Okay, do it right down Manhattan, and guess what? They're up and down all of the boulevards, all of the streets, and all the avenues.
227 West 46th Street.
You know,
New
you're...
New York, 10036.
Favorite address? She's, like, cranking that out.
It's where my show is.
Oh, okay.
And again, it's only on the major streets. It's not going across all of them.
But those major streets hold apartment buildings.
Yes.
So they hold
and
apartment
schools.
Buildings.
God, that was
and schools.
And schools.
And it's, okay, but schools in New York, it's not like they're schools here. They're not these giant playgrounds surrounding itty-bitty buildings in the middle. Okay? All of that shit's kind of enclosed. Okay, now I'm sure Google's thought about this and gone over it a little bit. They're not going to show pictures of your kids in schools. I'm sure you can't see them.
So what happens when it does happen?
Then it fucking happens. And the people that are doing these photos, Google's smart enough to do these photos of the school areas when there aren't children in the fucking schoolyard. I swear to God, dude, every time something new comes out, you guys fucking explode and get all crazy about it.
Like it's all fucking freaky about it.
Ginger?
I don't know about that because, I mean, look at the beach at, what is it, fucking Mandalay or the beach at Hard Rock. They have cameras. You can go look at the cameras and look at the topless beaches.
Yeah, and there's also a big sign that says you are on cameras that everybody can see.
And I will agree with you on that, Murph, because it is there's the disclaimer, there's the signage. That's fine, but these cars, you don't...
Not in your home. There's not a disclaimer in
your
home saying we're going to be photographing you today.
Exactly.
We're getting to the age that unless somebody does something about it, nothing's going to change.
Okay, so here we are. I've got the picture up right here, okay? I'm looking in a storefront. It's already distorted at its normal view. So let's zoom in. Yeah, guess what? Can't see shit.
But that's just one.
But you can see the
blur.
You can see the leg. You can see the leg of a fat woman.
Holy Christ!
Or bananas.
What have we become? Seriously, listen to you guys. You sound like the people fucking talking about replaying the fucking Janet Jackson. You can still see a nipple. That's even though it's blurred out. It's a blurred nipple. Fucking get over it. All right. The pictures are at a really low resolution to begin with. As soon as you try and zoom in on it, you lose all perspective.
No, look at this. See, there's fire escapes right there. There, the windows.
You can see that when you walk down the street.
Look, I'm zooming in on a window. What can you see?
No, I can't see
dick.
Anything.
You can't see dick.
You're right, I can't.
Oh! So what we're looking at here, though, I mean, it's going to happen. And you know it's going to happen where the resolution's just going to get better and better and better.
Damn, I'm going to chase this bitch down. Hold on, let me go to Google Maps. Let me got the fire escape.
Let's see if there's a fire escape up front and I can break into her window and rape her in the middle of the night.
By the house and find out.
To play devil's advocate on that, think about it, though. You could do that by walking in front of the house.
That's what I'm saying. You can walk
in front of the house. So these pictures are months up to a year old. These pictures are up to a year
old. Still, though, I think that it's a little worrisome, although I will be using it to try to find car accidents. I will pick a street in Vegas, and I will just go up and down that street the whole day.
Sahara and Decatur.
There you go. I used to live
personal experience.
I used to live off that street.
Like anywhere on Flamingo. Yeah. Doesn't matter what you're in.
You will always see a cop pull over someone on the 15 on the just south of Sahara. Guaranteed. So, all right. It's new technology. It does have its uses because you can see what building you're trying to find, but it's getting too close to a line.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
So,
can people not use people have been finding
their way around this country for years and years and years without all this crap.
That's fucking cameras.
No, I'm sorry. Miniman lost the entire time because he refused to ask for directions.
The horse and carriage back in, who knows when, found their way perfectly fine.
Now, the thing is, there's cameras.
Yeah, it also took the Jews 40 years to find their way around the goddamn desert. Do we really want to take that long?
Because they were misguided.
And there's cameras everywhere. So what to say, the cameras hanging on the streetlights ain't taking pictures of you picking your fucking nose.
They probably
shit.
Are.
Sure,
they as, a matter, as a matter of
so
fact.
What the fuck is the difference?
As a matter of fact, the United Kingdom, they do. And they start talking. You throw trash away and you miss the can. Excuse me, sir. Please pick up that trash.
Yep.
No!
Yep. From personal experience, I'm going to tell you a story. I was drunk one night in a casino.
No way.
Really?
Shocker.
Fuck you. Fuck you. And fuck you. And fuck
Who's
you.
Who's next? I didn't say shit. I'm just sitting here.
You're thinking it.
It's I'm always thinking some other things you don't want to know.
It's always a matter of principle with
So
Murphy.
I happened to get really drunk, and my top happened to come off. Ooh. I happened to know some of the people at this casino. And they
thank you, Crystal.
They told me that hey, we saw you on camera. They're replaying it. I'm like, oh, really?
They take
advantage of naked women.
And you're right. You know, that's Diana leading it up to the human factor.
Dirty D gone wild.
What'd you say, Ginger?
No, I totally agree.
It's all the human factor because there's Murphy out there.
Because they have pictures of my friends puking in the planners. They're going to replay that and think about sending it to Funniest Home Videos because some of that shit's funny.
No love.
I can just see it now. America's Funniest Surveillance Film.
Actually, that's a good idea.
Put cameras in all the women's bathrooms.
You know what? The minute somebody in a casino is puking and say they get pocketed, they're going to use that to their advantage knowing that that is happening to find out who pocketed them. So it's a no-win situation.
That's true.
It's a double-edged sword.
Very true. All right.
It cuts
like
a knife.
I think we're starting to beat this one. So we need to switch topics. Murph, do you have anything you want to bring to the round table?
Oh, boy, do I.
Oh, it's sports, isn't it?
Should I go sports or should I completely fucking change? No, I'm going sports. Okay, so...
so much for this show.
Yeah. Mr. A-Rod had something kind of interesting happen the other day. Now, again, you can blame this on me, but Decap's the one who
brought
it up.
He's in love with a stripper.
No, other than being in love with a stripper, which is always really funny. No, A-Rod, who everybody knows, is a very, very fucking dirty player.
He ain't dirty, man. Just because he has the name Rodriguez doesn't mean he's dirty. They're not all dirty.
Olé! He's a dirty player.
Some of them are clean.
What was it, 2 years ago in the playoffs, he fucking karate chopped David Ortiz in the glove hand trying to stop from getting thrown out at first.
I thought he could really karate chop, but...
He's a No, so what ended up happening was A-Rod was sitting at, what, second? And there was a pop-up. Yes. Real simple stuff. Yeah, A-Rod shouted, "Mine!" as the ball started to come down, thus throwing people off. The ball got dropped and a run came in. He says he said, "Ha," but in all actuality, we all know what it fucking was. It's an unwritten rule in baseball that you don't try and fuck the other guy. And, well, no, he's trying to fuck everything with a pair of legs right now. So A-Rod, sure enough, went ahead and did it. So, okay. Unsportsmanlike
if a fucking player can't catch the ball, judging by someone saying mine, and still don't go for it.
No, you see, that's fault. No, you can't say that.
I know,
because
it's
if I call it,
I got it. You let him get it.
I know, someone fucking calls it.
So, what do you think? Unsportsmanlike conduct or anything to win a game?
Anything to win.
Okay, if it's anything to win a game and he fucked it up, I don't think he's successful. Because where are the Yankees at in the standings so far this year?
I don't know.
Near last, dead last.
Under Does the toilet. It really matter?
Yes. To all the cocks in the house, yes.
Hey, I was just at the Angels game.
Yeah, I was too. You? Last week.
Oh,
they're just handing out tickets and shit.
Wait. We're getting badmouthed here in the studio, Ginger. What, you went to the game just by accident?
No, I got tickets for my boyfriend for his birthday.
She hung in a tree trunk all the way there.
She's like, "I got your A-Rod. I got your B-Rod, too."
Nice. No, it was pretty vicious. And look, there's unsportsmanlike conduct, and then there's shit like this. I mean, to me, this rates up there with sliding in Spike
first.
So like
they say, if it was anybody else, would they even fucking care?
Yes.
No. No, they wouldn't, because New York hates A-Rod. New York hates Alex Rodriguez.
Why is that?
They just do. They feel that he was overpaid. They feel that he's not nearly as good of a player as he claims he is.
I think anyone's overpaid to catch a ball.
Yeah. He's, you know, no one, New Yorkers, Yankee fans do not like A-Rod.
So what do you guys think about the fact of him cheating on his wife?
He wasn't cheating.
Hey, you
got to
get the pussy. You got to get the pussy. That's all there is to it.
He was just walking around for stripper. He wasn't cheating.
Was it a casual conversation?
He just happened to slip inside.
He was just buying her a nice outfit. He was just buying her an outfit. That's all.
Buying her an outfit.
She looked cold.
You know what, Decaf? I can't even argue that because I know you would buy Chandra one of those.
No, that's not true.
Bullshit.
No, I would buy her a fucking wardrobe.
Yeah, right?
But, yeah, he's just walking around with it. That's all.
Yeah. No, hey, you know what? Yeah, you know, when you're a celebrity, you just can't do anything.
I know.
You just can't do a damn thing. Yeah,
except get really hot strippers to suck your cock.
For free. That's the amazing thing. You have to probably pay for free. No, yeah, you do have to pay in other ways.
Your soul.
All right.
I traded mine for a Twinkie a couple years back, so.
Those deep fried Twinkies out at Mermaids are really yummy.
All right.
Deep fried Oreos.
I've never heard of deep fried Oreos.
That just sounds horrible.
We can make a deep fried Oreo, baby.
That just sounds nasty. All right, so moving on.
With a glass of sake.
Oh, damn, I don't have that loaded. All right, so moving right along, Decaf.
Yes.
Do you have anything today?
No.
What?
I'm just.
You're just here.
Yeah, I'm just here. Just all right. Defending points and
something that was. Who was it? Which one? Did you bring it up to me?
What?
No. Oh, studio engineer told me about this a little earlier. eHarmony.
I heard about this.
Oh, it sounds like everybody's heard about eHarmony. eHarmony, which I did a little research. Did a little research here. Did you know that they're ran by someone who's basically part of the Christian Coalition?
Oh, no way.
Yes. That explains so much.
The dude who runs eHarmony is like almost a minister in his church.
Almost a minister.
Almost a minister.
So is MC Hammer.
So he's not quite touching the little boys.
No. I didn't say he was a Catholic priest, you know. But, okay, here, we'll go with a story. A lesbian has taken eHarmony to court. Because of the lack of female-to-female relationships.
Nice.
Basically, eHarmony only promotes heterosexual relationships that are only going to lead to marriage. That is the one. No,
every person they've matched me up with is horrible.
Oh, did we got experience here.
Yes.
Okay. Please. Okay. Let me go over the story real quick. A Northern California woman is suing the online dating service eHarmony, saying that it discriminates against gays, lesbians, and bisexuals. Linda Carlson said she tried to use the internet site in February to meet a woman, but could not based on her sexual orientation. When Carlson wrote
North by Northwest.
Hey, that's in Austin. Oh, that's South by Southwest. eHarmony to complain. The company refused to change its policy. According to the lawsuit claims that by only offering and finding compatible matches for men seeking women or women seeking men, the company has violated state law barring discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation. So, dykes of the world are now pissed because they can't use eHarmony to find their femmes.
The goddamn
they don't want to.
I'm going to call up Jesse.
Run as far as you can. It's not worth it.
Okay, we'll start with, because Crystal's jumping at the bit here.
Actually, they've been running a big camp, not eHarmony, actually another dating site has been running a huge campaign down in LA where I live, actually with people that have legitimately been rejected from eHarmony because of their sexual orientation or other reasons. And they're like these people, like, you know, former eHarmony subscribers, and like this, they've launched this huge campaign against eHarmony because they literally are rejecting people every day who are not heterosexual, leading to marriage. Yeah.
Okay, now let me ask this question because you've used the service.
Yes.
I
want a refund.
How much? Remember, if you don't find someone who suits your purposes in 6 months, they'll give you another 6 months free.
Leave the Jewish guys alone.
They're horrible.
Okay, well, but before we go to that, because that's interesting all on its own, when you signed up for eHarmony, did it ask you your sexual preference?
I can't remember. I signed up so long ago.
Have you used
last
it?
Last week.
I think they do.
Long time ago.
They do.
Let's go check out your eHarmony sign-up page.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, and once you sign up, you cannot
get to it unless you subscribe. You won't get to that point unless you subscribe.
When you go the register begin, right on the front, there's you put in your name, and it says right below first name, I'm A, and the only two preferences are man seeking a woman seeking a man. Yeah. What if you're a man seeking a tranny?
Well, then you can
have it on eHarmony.
But it sure could happen down on Fremont.
Then go to eTranny.com.
Oh.
Is that your new site? Is that the website you're working at?
There are no eTranny.com.
You look. So
I mean, I could write a book on online dating.
Let me ask, does this bull dyke have ground to stand on? Because she knew going in.
Ground a flannel shirt and Timberlands.
If she's really that desperate to join eHarmony and pay $75 for 3 months.
What?
Whoa!
Yeah. Holy shit.
It's like $60 for 3 months. If you're lucky, you can get the buy 1 month, get two free or something like that for like $40.
Buy one, get two free? That I'm sorry. What'd you say, Ginger?
I said, how about they send me the money and I hook them up with somebody?
all that for a toothless cracker with dirty fingernails and shit.
Wait, no. Come on, Ginger's giving away your lucky betties. Start asking for August.
Oh, yeah.
You know how many fucking single girls I know?
How many?
Lots.
How many of them like decaf?
Lots.
Oh!
How many of them like me?
Lots.
Really? Yeah. Fantastic.
You got any single boys in there?
Oh, yes.
Excellent.
Many. I have a new single boy, actually, that's super hot, and he wants to meet girls.
Give him my number.
I don't have your number, so give it to Murphy.
I'm dating so many people.
Are you on MySpace?
Yes.
Just find me on MySpace.
We're already friends.
We are?
Yes.
Who is it?
This is Diana.
Oh, I know you. I didn't know who was in the studio this whole time. I thought they were just random girls. I had no idea.
Yeah, we just roll them in and roll them the fuck out.
On the corner.
hey, it is First Friday. Friday. We just, we're part of the Arts District. Come on into a dark studio.
Shut up. You know what? I'm supposed to have a Lucky Betty's event bringing up the Art District first Friday of July.
So next month.
Yeah, for my friend's gallery opening downtown, I'm supposed to have a burlesque show.
So I'm going to be sweating like a Mississippi slave?
Pretty much.
You know where we'll be.
Yes.
So, all right, any more comments on the eHarmony? Anybody think she has a chance of winning this lawsuit?
Oh, definitely. It's number one, it's Northern California. Number two, you know, they're trying to take him down.
All right. And we have Dirty D?
God
yes,
bless
no?
him.
Good luck with him, okay?
Oh, your story.
Crystal?
I don't know if she really has a legitimate case or not. And the only reason I say that is because it depends on where eHarmony is based. If they're based somewhere else in the country, then, you know, there's not a whole lot she can say, even if, you know, if she's based in NorCal. I mean, yes.
Yeah, but that's where the suit will be filed. Since she's the plaintiff, it'll be basically filed in NorCal.
Doesn't mean she's going to have a leg to stand on because, you know, rules don't apply in other states, you know, like they do in California. So.
But yeah. The media laws.
Here's what's going to happen. That lawsuit's going to happen, and eHarmony then will put up something. If they click a little link that says they're in California, a nice banner will pop up saying, "If you're looking for, if you're looking for your own, go away." You know, that's pretty much what's going to happen.
Okay, as a company, you know, I always got to take the asshole sides, right?
The right to refuse service to anyone.
Yes. Now, don't they have a company wise? They say, you know, it's male for female for male. That's it. If you don't like it, then go sign up somewhere else.
Yeah, there's like 8 million.
But this is America.
There's 8 million sites, out there. Doesn't mean they have to give it to them.
All right, but this is America, where you have to enforce your will upon everyone else.
Of course.
This is United States of litigation. I don't like it. I'm gonna sue you.
You know who else has an issue with gays?
Murphy?
No, not me.
Ever since, I think, I'm not positive, but I think that when MySpace converted to Australia, they took the gay off. Like, you can put that you're
bisexual.
Gay
away.
You put them back in the closet.
In your status, you can put that you're bisexual, straight, married, or single, or whatever, straight, bisexual, and that's it. You can't put gay anymore.
You have to take the gay
they
away.
They took the gay off.
No ticket to gay. No ticket to gay. We took the gay away.
They did. They pulled out the gay and lesbian
MySpace
tab.
Say gay, and now I try to put a MySpace up for my gay friend, and it's not an option any longer.
Oh, it's for your gay friend, huh?
You know what, fucker?
They took my gay away.
I will kick your ass next time I'm in town.
MySpace / Rad Jess / lick a lot of puss.
You know what? Fuck off. Lick a lot of puss.
That'd be a gay dinosaur. The male version, the Megasaurus.
I thought the Megasaurus was part of the Rocky Horror Rocky Horror Picture
Show.
Oh,
let's not get Jess started on that. Let's not get her going on that. All right. So,
you know who else doesn't like the gays?
Who else doesn't like
the
gays?
The Surgeon General.
I heard about that. Go ahead and
last week, Mr. Bush, he announced his nomination of, let's see if I can end his name, Joseph Holsinger to become the Surgeon General of the United States.
Didn't he try to cure someone?
Well, he says, what Mr. Bush says, an American's chief health educator who will be charged with providing the best scientific information available on how Americans can make smart choices and improve their health and reduce the risk of illness and injury. That's awesome. But speaking of his choices, from... Mr. Holsinger and his wife founded the Hope Springs Community Church in a warehouse at 1109 Marcellus Road in Calhoun, called it a socially diverse congregation with a very vital recovery ministry. It serves the homeless and those with addictions to drugs, alcohol, and sex. As a Spanish-speaking language Hispanic congregation with its own pastor, Hope Springs also ministers to provide people who no longer wish to be gay or lesbian. What we see is an issue. We see it as an issue, not as an orientation, but of lifestyle. Did I fuck that up? We see this as an issue, not of orientation, but of lifestyle. He said, we have people who want to walk out of that lifestyle. As a member of the United Methodist Judicial Council, Holsinger supported a pastor who would not permit an openly gay man to join the church. The church's bishops voted later to allow the gay man to become a member. So remember, kids, gay is a disease. And it can be cured.
So you're saying the whole Bush administration is signing up for that program?
Well, you know, why is the Bush administration why is the Bush administration putting basically a pastor into a position like this?
That's what appointments are, dude.
Well, I know, but I'm sitting here. I know what appointments are, but I'm just saying. Here we go again.
Division
with the
church and state.
Christian Coalition is invading the government. I mean, come on. First off, you know, being gay is not a choice. Decaf, prove it to him.
Are we going to play gay chicken?
That's fucked up.
Do I have to get my man thong out again?
But see, just because. Gay chicken.
See, you can't blame Bush for not knowing the difference between church and state. He doesn't know how to spell
it's
you.
It's getting ridiculous. That's just pathetic. All right.
Play gay chicken.
So, I can hear Jesse texting away like no.
I'm trying to send Chris the goddamn picture. Leave me alone.
Oh, what picture? Wait, the booby picture?
No, it's not a booby picture.
You said you had those earlier.
You can show
I do have them. I'm not sharing.
Bummer.
Here's a picture of my toenails.
I want a picture of your toenails.
No.
Here's a picture of my unbleached ass. What?
What? I'm sending a picture of my new look.
Oh, your new look.
What?
Here's my pussy.
She's turned Mexican on us.
That's one tight pussy.
You know what?
She's gonna have corn rolls and fucking Sharpie eyeliner and eyebrows.
Are you plucking all your eyebrows out now?
Use the black Sharpie. Don't use the brow one. Or use the red one.
What did we see? We saw this one chick. Murphy and I were at a 51s game here in town.
Oh, she's got scary eyebrows.
And this chick had like these eyebrows. They started out like an inch thick when they were towards the monobrow point. But by the time they wrapped halfway around her head, they were to a razor point. It was really creepy. Like,
and her eyes were sunk back in her head so deep. It was really creepy.
I mean, very creepy.
So you stuck your dick in her mouth.
Oh.
Yeah, all
right.
So.
Moving right along.
Thank you. Okay, I sent it.
So there's a new gadget if anybody goes to Regal Cinemas. They're now handing out a new device randomly to moviegoers. And what this is, it's a wireless device.
It's called Rat Out the Other People in the Fucking Studio. That's what it is. It's the Rat Out button.
It's a Rat Out button. Well, it's actually four buttons. Now, the first button here, number one, you press it if there's a bad picture. So you just press
it. So they'll just ignore that.
Yeah. Number two, you press it if the sound's bad.
And they'll ignore that one, too.
Number three, you press it when there's piracy happening.
And they come running in with night vision goggles and the entire SWAT team.
The RIAA SWAT team will helicopter in through the
Actually,
roof.
Actually, that would be the MPAA.
Oh, the MPAA. Sorry, they're both my enemy. Just helicopters in through the roof, gunpoint takes you out. Everybody else can enjoy their film. And of course, number four, other disturbance.
Other
disturbance.
There's some asshole with this four button thing keeps pressing the goddamn things on it.
You know the button's got to light up so you can see it in the theater.
Oh, it has an LCD screen actually.
Oh, nice. So that way you can really annoy people. You're lighting it up.
So it means, you know, giving head in the back of the theater, you might get buzz now.
Damn.
Murph, are you okay?
So, when are we going to the movies? Did I just crush your foot? Did I crush your foot?
Captain Smooth just ran over Dirty D's toe.
Which
way to go, Murph! Speaking of toe, what the hell am I hearing?
That brought me back to a high school memory. When a girl went down to me in the theater, but we were watching the piano.
High school, shit,
we were watching the piano.
What?
Isn't that with that deaf chick?
Yeah.
So anytime she went, they just thought it was bad audio.
That was a great memory.
Oh. No,
and she had teeth too.
Yeah, because that one, Jesus, that one vindictive person, dude, they're making out in the back. Other disturbance. This ain't working. Pirates!
If they give me that thing, I'm just gonna sit on the pirate button. I'm just gonna tape it down. It's gonna be fucking great.
Just take a knife, stab the pirate button so it's always on.
The old AOL keyboard trick. Just take like a matchbook, bend it in half, and just jam it in it.
Jam it in the key. There you go. Fuck.
Sorry I ran over your toe.
That is so stupid. So stupid. Because where's the button? Where's the button
for
this movie sucks? I want a number five. This movie sucks. Hello.
Can I have a button like that for commercials?
Absolutely.
Can I get in the middle there?
He's consoling her. He crushed her foot.
It was an accident.
You are so not slick. What? Speaking
of foot,
on a toe? Murph, you wanted to talk about something about toes?
Oh, Jesus. Okay, so there's a website I go to.
Just one.
That's the beginning of all your citizens
and
shit.
One of the many.
And you guys have heard me talk about it before. Tribal War. I don't go there very much anymore.
Etranny.net.
Etranny.net. I'm registering that tonight. So anyway, one of the guys on there, and let me... the name of the thread is Possible STD Between My Toes.
What?
I'm going to post the link to this in the chat room real quick here.
That's so dirty.
And... So here we go. Possible STD between my toes. And it is on dig.com, by the way. So here it is. This is the... God. This is the stuff...
Is there pictures?
Oh, yeah. My wife's vagina was infected by her first husband. Her second husband got warts from her. She didn't tell him. She actually didn't know, but she told me that she had the shit after we got married. Real nice of her, huh? I'm usually pretty careful about putting the old fella in there, but I have used my big toe a lot.
I have.
Yeah. Yeah. I haven't had a problem with this for years. I haven't had a problem with this for years. However, I was sick with the flu, and it reduced my immunity system. So all of a sudden, the webbing between my toes has started to itch like a motherfucker. I thought it was another case of athlete's foot, but I haven't played sports since college, and there was a lumpy-looking thing. As soon as I realized it looked like cauliflower, I checked Google, and it says it's probably a form of papillomas, which
is... So basically, while his wife or whatever is sucking his dick, he's fingering her with his toe.
It's towing her.
Oh, that's disgusting.
That's like a whole new disgusting form of toe. So,
that's so dirty.
So scrolling down here...
Yuck.
There it is.
DK's like, I got it here.
There's a genital wart growing between his toes.
I don't want
to
see it.
Oh.
Now it gets better. If you fast forward the thread to about page 5, let me see here. I think it's 5. There's an update.
Oh, Jesus!
Oh. Yeah. Right now the shit is spread and the ER said I might have a mild case of gangrene.
Oh my god.
No, you understand. This guy looks like his foot has leprosy.
Yeah.
The doctor says it's no big deal. It should go away if I keep a sock on it and keep it dark in the dark for a few months. I guess
probably
a few
has bacterial meningitis.
It makes me want to eat oatmeal.
Instant? Or regular.
No, regular.
You may not be able to cure gay, but I think you just cured a foot fetish.
I'm so glad I called in to hear about all the fabulous cornflower toe.
Oh, this is great. Wait, here's a new... here's the next post he put on there. This fucking bitch is killing me. No toe play, no head, no ass play, nothing. She says not a fucking thing until this goes into submission. I think he meant remission. She has no problem using her fucking dildo, though. She has the fucking thing out during Pirate Master last night. I feel like my balls are going to burst. Now, people are calling bullshit that this is, like, no way real. But I swear to God, dude, I just saw that, and it just made
that
me fucking laugh.
That is gross. Probably has bacterial meningitis. I don't think it's enough.
How do you know about that?
Because my stepmom got it in her nose.
Oh.
And it what it does is it gets into your bloodstream. It's an infection. And she'd been taking a lot of walks late at night in the winter and rubbing her nose from, like, holding the dog leash and shit. She got bacteria in her nose, and it made her entire inside of her nose. Then it spread to the outside of her nose. Then it spread to her cheeks and a little bit to her upper lip, and they caught it, obviously, and it went away. But it can come back if she's not careful, and a lot of people will get it, like, on different areas of their face, and you can lose a limb from that.
Damn.
How outstanding is that?
Yeah, it's nasty. Like, she wouldn't leave the house.
That's like the cooler forms of leprosy right there.
That's disgusting.
Oh, that is awesome.
I had a doctor tell me I had herpes in my eye.
What?
You can get that.
You can.
Herpes zoster.
You can get a crab in your eye. You can get herpes.
You can, but
it was. Stay away.
So you have eye herpes?
No, it was a corneal abrasion.
Too much
bukkake.
Too much bukkake.
It was a corneal abrasion from pink eye, not eye herpes.
No. No.
Too much bukkake.
Yeah, you gotta stop that.
That's why you don't date guys with really high sperm counts. Those little fuckers will try and get into anywhere. Mine's so high, my wife has to chew.
That's so fucking gross. That's so dirty.
That, you know... it's nice to know sex with you involves a fork and a knife, you know?
Welcome to Spank Wagon Radio, folks.
Yeah, everybody at Web Hits.
I'll nibble a clit, she'll chew some semen.
Oh.
That's going in the next promo.
Big League Chew.
You know, they edited the
Big League Chew.
Just can't get
wait. A man-sized wad.
Next time on Iron Chef America, secret ingredient, fist-sized sperm. the studio troll's loving that concept. Hey, troll, why don't you come on in here? We haven't seen you in a few weeks. Maybe we can see some tits after all, other than mine. Is she not coming?
You're getting denied all
I'm getting
around.
Denied.
Oh. She joined the Christian coalition. So she gets your tits no more.
I see it happens. I'm getting no boo play tonight. That's
none.
That's wrong. Crystal, none. Nothing. Oh, wait.
Oh! Again with the ass in the studio.
And no panties. Very nice. Although I must ask, is that a mosquito bite on your left ass cheek?
No, I don't want
Seriously, because there's a big red dot there. Is it a mosquito? Oh, shit. Here she comes.
No, I've been camping all weekend. So.
You've been camping all weekend? So
fishing, so actually it could be like,
Lyme disease or something?
Ah!
Have you seen Cabin?
Oh, my God.
Have you seen Cabin Fever? She got cabin. Maybe you've got like flesh-eating bacteria in your ass.
On your ass.
So where you've been camping all week? Did you get any?
No, but you know, it doesn't matter.
Did you get a splinter from a tree?
It's all good.
Pole's a pole. A pole is a pole.
A pole's a pole. And on that note... Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spank Wagon Radio!
We got a lot of people we need to thank. First off...
My giant testicles!
The mute button. Big thank you to LV Rocks, LVRocks.com, Flash FM, KC Host Radio Network, Door From Hell Radio, Fox FM, Showdown.net, and WebMix, classics of the 70s, 80s, and 90s.
You still have to read that shit off the screen?
Hell yeah, I gotta read this shit off the screen.
I went for a cleavage dive to see if I get his attention.
Nice.
D's just looking at me like, why did you just try and put your face in my breast assist?
Again. Also, a big thank you to, well, actually, Ginger for calling in and hanging out with us. We're gonna miss you.
Miss you too.
Miss you too.
You have to see us when you come into town for first Friday.
I will. All right.
Also, if we're not live, we're in the archive. Check it out.
Find us in archives.
Podcast.lvrocks.com. And we need friends.
Yes, we do. Desperately.
Very desperate for friends. MySpace.com/SpankWagon. For everybody in the studio, I'm Trencher.
I'm Big Daddy Decaf.
I'm Murphy.
Dirty D.
And Crystal Clear.
Ooh, Precum.
Goddamn.
Retards.
That's such a great porn name.
Isn't it, though?
Fuck.
Retards ejaculate.
We'll be right back.